Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from Luke chapter 7 and we're reading verses 40 to 50.
Jesus answered him, "Simon, I have something to tell you."
"Tell me, teacher," he said.
"Two men owed money to a certain moneylender. One owed him 500 denarii and the other 50. Neither of them had the money to pay him back, so he cancelled the debts of both. Now which of them will love him more?"
Simon replied, "I suppose the one who had the bigger debt cancelled."
"You have judged correctly," Jesus said. Then he turned toward the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I came into your house. You did not give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but this woman, from the time I entered, has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not put oil on my head, but she has poured perfume on my feet. Therefore I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, for she loved much. But he who has been forgiven little loves little." Then Jesus said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." The other guests began to say among themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" Jesus said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace."
Our focus is on verse 47. "For she loved much." Various facts emerge about this lady. She had lived a sinful life, but she didn't hide away. She had expensive perfume, but was willing to give it up. She was emotional, but not put off. She acted, but did not speak. She was despised, but not by Jesus. He knew something that others didn't know, which made a difference to everything else. She expressed her devotion to Christ and her sorrow for her past life, not with words, but with unreserved actions. It embarrassed other people, but pleased the Lord and brought forgiveness and peace. Maybe it encourages us to be more open, more upfront in declaring our love for Christ, both through word and action. Let's not let other people's opinions or reserve stifle our expression of love and service for Christ. As this lady shows us, expressing our love for the Lord openly is worth any embarrassment. A prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for the testimony of this lady as she silently and publicly declared her love for you. Please help me to be ready to express my love for you through word and deed, even if other people don't understand. In your name I ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.